That's what I have.
Well, now, what about corn dodgers? Do you ever have anything called corn dodgers?
No, I never did. That may be the same thing, and some folks just have different names.
Yeah, it could be. Mm-hmm. It could be. Well, what about a little something that you make it up kind of like cornbread, I guess. I'm not really sure about this. And I think maybe you put a little onion in it or something, and you fry it with fish. You know, maybe about that big around. I think people call them hush puppies. Have you?
I had tell of hush puppies, uh-huh. But I ain't never cooked none.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, let's see. Can you think of anything else that's made out of cornmeal in the kitchen?
Egg bread.
Now, how do you make egg bread? I get all these good recipes.
You put your meal and your boiler, and you get a spoon, and you put milk in there, put your buttermilk in there. The way I do it, I put my buttermilk in the boiler, and then I crack me an egg in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put soda. I wake the soda and the salt, up in the meal before, mm-hmm. and just put it on in there, and I take a spoon and beat it up good and put some grease in there and put it in the stove. And
that sounds good. I guess it's
good too.
It's kind of light, I guess.
Yeah,
isn't it,
it's light.
Egg in there.
And then you cut it open and put some butter in there. Oh boy!
It's making me hungry. Well, now, can you think of anything else that you make out of cornmeal?
I don't think I can.
Okay. How about, here again, you see, I'm not sure, you're going to have to tell me, but I think that this is something that you make out of cornmeal, and I think you boil it. You either boil you some water or some milk or something, and then drop the cornmeal, put the cornmeal in it, and sort of stir it around. And then it's soft, and you eat it in a bowl with a spoon. You might put a little sweet milk on it. Do you know what I'm talking about? I think some people may call it kush or mush or something like that. Is that?
Yes, it is. I hear people talking about corn mush,
uh-huh.
But I ain't never fixed none of it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, what about kush? Have you heard people talk about that?
Yes, my grandma, slavery time, said they'd make that. And another thing I know she, they made. Well, I've seen that done, and I have eaten some. You know, have fireplace, and they have good hot ashes,
mm-hmm.
and then we go in there and make up cornbread and put grease in it and clean out down there, and sweep out down there, and break good,
mm-hmm.
and pat the cornbread down there, and then put the ashes on it and then let it cook.
Ooh.
And when you take it out, the ashes be all over, but you take it out,
uh-huh.
and then wash it off, and it'll be so brown.
I bet it had a wonderful crust on it.
And
like
it sure would, and it would be so good.
Uh-huh. That really does sound good. Well, what do you all call that?
We call it corn ash cake.
Uh-huh. I don't guess people make it like that much anymore.
No, they don't make it that way.
And you didn't wrap it up in anything? You just put it right there?
Just put it down there. And then my grandma said they used to make them with big collard leaves and put it down there and put the bread on there.
Mm-hmm.
But she said she liked it better, just put it down there.
Yeah.
And let the ashes cook it and mm-hmm. then wash it off. And it looks so brown and pretty, don't look like ashes.
I bet it smelled good too
when
it was cooking.
And it eat good.
Yeah, I bet.
And in corn, it used to make homely out of corn.
And how'd they do that?
Well, they'd get the oak hickory ashes,
uh-huh.